Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore Podcast. This is show number 16. The title of today's podcast is Confrontation. I got this idea because a friend of mine planned a birthday party. And, actually, she's not planning it, but a couple of her girlfriends are. They've been friends for about 10 years or more. Maybe longer, actually, 20, 30 years. Anyway, one of the friends in this group has decided to take on the task of planning the birthday party. And according to my friend and the rest of their friends, so let's just say there are six women, and according to my friend and the other four, the woman who has taken it upon herself to plan the party this year has atrocious taste. Now, I'm not a critic, so I don't know about any of that stuff, but I do know that my friend is very, very upset and disappointed that this woman wants to do it in a certain way. So much so that when the friend who wants to plan the party came to her and asked some opinions, the birthday girl said, you know, well, why don't you just let me worry about it this year? You know, you're awful busy. But again, the woman who wants to plan it, I guess, doesn't get the idea that my friend doesn't like her taste or doesn't want her to plan the party, which leads me to the idea of confrontation. Because when I asked the birthday girl, I said, well, did you tell her that you really don't want her to plan the party, or that, you know, you really don't like her taste, or more importantly, you don't like what she's picked? Or instead of saying what you don't like, have you told her what you would prefer? Now, they've known each other for, again, 15, 20 years, so this is hardly a fragile relationship. And the birthday girl told me, no, I haven't told her. And I was just flabbergasted. I mean, this is causing her a lot of... she's very unhappy. And it seems to me it's a very simple thing to call up the friend and say, thank you so much. You know, I appreciate your time. Notice, you know, I really am glad that you're on board with me on this. But here's what I'd really like, and I'll go ahead and do it. You know, you can help me if you want, but the idea. And when I asked the birthday girl why she had not told the party planner, and or why any of her girlfriends hadn't done so, she said, well, you know, I don't want to hurt her feelings, and I don't want to make her feel upset. And to which I respond, it's because, you know, you're afraid of confrontation. You see, this is where the problem is. I understand that people, confronting someone is not very popular. It's not politically correct to be confrontational. However, it is equally not acceptable to me to be deceitful or to be two-faced, to say one thing to someone while they're in your presence, and then call up your friends and talk about them very poorly, or, if I put it in the vernacular, like a dog behind their back, is a two-faced thing. And I think it's very unfair to the party planner, because she is spending money and time on this, and I think she deserves to know. And for my friend to say, I don't want to do it, because I don't want to hurt her feelings, or I don't like confrontation. I think in this particular situation, and certainly similar situations, that's just an excuse to avoid taking responsibility for your own situation. So, you know, confrontation gets a bad rap. I think most people would probably classify me as a confrontational person, because I like to be direct. To me, the most important thing is to know where you stand with someone else. To me, that's a very positive thing. I always want people to know where they stand with me, so they have a very clear picture as to my feelings about them. And I don't mean to be brutal or to be blatant or the in-your-face kind of directness, but certainly I want them to have a clear understanding of what my expectations are and my feelings are them, generally speaking. Do I tell people I don't like you? No. However, if they were to ask me directly, I would certainly say something, if you know, as politely as possible. But if they ask and push, say, yeah, I don't like you. Doesn't mean I don't necessarily respect them. I may respect them. I think you can respect someone you don't necessarily like, or vice versa. So I don't think they're mutually exclusive. But I digress. Getting back to what I'm saying here. This is a bad situation, and these five women are talking about the sixth woman, and I really think she deserves to know, and that they should not continue with this planning if they're only going to talk bad about her. And so there's a good idea. If that's confrontation, then I think confrontation can also be a nice thing. It can be pleasant. It doesn't need to be abrasive or abusive. It can be a pleasant thing. True, some people do tend to get defensive when you quote-unquote confront them. But if you plan for that and keep your voice low and stay calm and try to speak as much into positive as you can. Again, getting back to my friend, instead of saying what I don't like this about what you're planning, and I don't like, say, you know what, that's okay, but here's what I would prefer. And this is what I would like. And that way, you're not just stating a problem, you're actually stating a solution. And in fact, in so doing, the person may not even realize that there is a problem. So that's just being very diplomatic, and I think that's a good thing. Another scenario I want to give you. We'll keep it a short show today. Another scenario is a couple. You have a couple. And speaking from the, you know, I'm going to look at it from the males. The man's perspective, the husband continually comes home late, or says he's going to be home at a certain time, and he's always an hour or two late. I'm just throwing something out here, okay? This irritates his wife. It upsets her, and so, but she doesn't want to be confrontational, and so, what she'll do is, you know, when the guy is home, she acts resentful. Not pleasant. He knows there's something wrong, so he asks her, is there something wrong? No, nothing. Everything's fine. You know, that's her answer. After a while, the guy says, well, that maybe this is just the way she is. So the behavior continues, and she gets more and more angry or upset, and she just gets more and more difficult to deal with. And when asked by someone, why haven't you told him? Her answer is, well, I don't like to be confrontational. You know, we're right back to that again. And in this scenario, by not being confrontational, she actually reinforces the bad behavior. So, you know, I think this pretty much states my entire case, which is confrontation unto itself is not a negative thing. And I personally believe that as long as it's done with, now I'm not going to say love and understanding, but as long as it's done with civility, I think it can most often have a positive effect rather than a negative one. I think when people think of confrontational people, they think of people who are, you know, unstable, abrasive, you know, extremely loud, and not open to opposing viewpoints. And while that certainly there are people fall into that category, there are people who can confront an issue, which means raise it to someone's level of noticing it, without being abrasive and abusive and all the negatives that go with it. So keep this in mind. Think about it in your own life. I want you to think about areas where you could resolve situations by bringing it to someone's attention. And again, you know, think about that. And if there is, I want you to do it. Do it with tact. I want you to talk to the person. Call them up. A good friend of mine had a drinking problem, an alcoholic. And as it turns out, According to her, I was the only one who ever called her an alcoholic to her face because I saw her behavior. And believe me, her friend said, well, we don't want to hurt her feelings. We don't want to be confrontational. And by telling her, that in my opinion, this is what you are, that could be considered confrontational. However, as her friend, I thought it was my responsibility, especially when I no longer wanted to hang out with her on a regular basis. I thought it was up to me to tell her why. And so I did so. And, of course, after she started getting help, got into AA, and, then of course all her friends got on board and said, oh yeah, well, I thought you were an alcoholic too, but I didn't want to, you know, be confrontational. So anyway, there you go. There's another little tidbit. I hope you find this message helpful. Think about it, okay? If you feel that there's somebody doing something or some things that are going on in your life that you're not happy with and that you think you're being going unnoticed, then raise it to the level of someone's attention. Be gracious. Be open to opposing viewpoints or different viewpoints. But nevertheless, make sure you are heard. And I think you will find it most often than not, you will have a positive response. Okay, that's it for this show. My name is Mark Taylor. If you want to subscribe to the blog, you can go to www.feedsfeedburner.com. For all things Candleshore, you can go to www.candleshore.com. And, of course, I'd like to hear from you, so you can send me an email at musicman@candleshore.com. I think that's the one I always give out. I get a little confused. I have to think about that, but I think it is. And that's all for this week, and I hope to see you back here next week. Remember to make a joyful noise, okay? And I'll see you back here later. Bye-bye.